It is a Patriots Friday, and we will talk with Patriots linebacker Chelani Tavai in about 40 minutes at 7:30 before they get on a jet aeroplane and head west and get ready for the 49ers this weekend. But right now, Courtney and her lead. Hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. The President's Cup turned a bit spicy yesterday between Tom Kim and Scottie Scheffler. I don't know if you saw this. Mitch has video of it going down, but Kim buried a 30-foot putt and decided to celebrate a bit.
Oh boy.
Scottie didn't really like that much.
Uh-huh.
So then he buried his own 30-foot putt and celebrated right in his face back. Now, Scottie Scheffler is reported to be quite the trash talker in Dallas. But on the tour, you know, they're supposed to keep things a bit close to the chest.
What was that?
They're supposed to be demure and mindful. This, to me, great for the game.
Yeah.
This is a bad boy you want to root for. This is a guy who went to jail and is now getting in folks' face.
This is good for golf. As an ex-con, would you set him up with your cousin?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No, because he's age appropriate.
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah. So good for the game of golf. I think more of this gets people excited, gets people, like, people love watching hockey for the fights. They love when there's any type of conspiracy theory of people hating each other on a field.
Yep.
This is good for golf.
All right. US v. Canada all weekend long when it comes to the President's Cup shine.
It's international.
If
it was U.S. versus Canada, it'd already be over.
Oh, it would already be over.
True. Yeah, it would be like Scottie Scheffler versus Nick Taylor.
Right.
That's an errant shot at Canada.
They have two golfers like that are any good. Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, and I think that's about it.
It's our attic. We go there when we need something we forgot about.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So here's what I want all these people to do. I wrote it down in my notes, so I want to make sure I get it out properly. All right? So give me a reasonable and logical explanation other than Drake May's going to get killed to why he should not be playing. I implore, is it implore or employee?
Yeah. No, implore.
Implore all you Drake May shouldn't be playing guys to give me a reason other than that on why he should not be playing.
When do you want them to call? Because we have, they said it next.
Call anytime.
7:20 maybe?
Whatever time you want them to call.
Okay.
Here's the pros on why he should be playing. He'll get the experience that he needs. He'll be able to work with the young receivers. He gives you something with his legs in the running game that you don't get from the current quarterback. And it allows him to obviously learn coverages on the job in real time with the offensive coordinator and learn the system, in the ins and outs of the system that the offensive coordinator is trying to put in. Those are just a few of the reasons of pros on why he should be playing right now. So I would say for all those who say he should not be playing other than he gets killed, give me logical and reasonable reasons on why he should not be playing.
Right. Make it make sense to us.
Bingo. And don't give me he's going to get killed.
Right.
Okay. All right. And we'll do that throughout the show, but maybe we'll focus on it at 7:20.
Yeah, because I want to hear from all the – because you notice that that's the only thing people lean to? The offensive line thinks he's going to get killed?
It's never about the talent of the actual player, which is, I thought, kind of an important quality.
Yes. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Well, it seems like, unfortunately, Angel Reese is enraged.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And she has had it with the critical narrative around her, and she is blaming the media. So she took to X yesterday and wrote the following. I'll read it verbatim. For the past 2 years, the media has benefited from my pain and me being villainized to create a narrative. They allowed this. This was beneficial to them. I sometimes share my experience of things that have happened to me, but I've also allowed this to happen to me for way too long. And now other players in the league are dealing with and experiencing the same things. This isn't okay at all. Anything beyond criticism about playing the game we love is wrong. I'm sorry to all the players that have continued to experience the same things I have. This is why I started my podcast, to take my voice
good,
back.
Good.
To take my voice back and to create the narrative of who I really am. At the end of the day, I don't want an apology, nor do I think this will ever stop. But something has to change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That means, listen, I would say.
Oh, my God.
I would say it comes with the territory, uh-huh. Angel. I would say that you got to just have a thick skin. It comes with the territory. There are people that are going to take shots at your look, your appearance, your size, this. That's just the nature of the beast that comes with it. Don't let that stuff bother you. But as a professional athlete who.
Excuse me. Has there anybody in the league, and we'll let's just talk about rookies. Anybody who has faced more unfair criticism internally from other players, more cheap shots, more derision than Caitlin Clark?
The fan support for Caitlin Clark is much greater than what we're seeing about Angel Reese. Right. I think Angel Reese having this, and I've seen a few clips from the podcast, and the way she presents herself in the podcast is much different than the way that she's been portrayed in the basketball world.
Than the way she portrays herself in the basketball world.
Yeah, she comes off as cocky, but I think she's talking.
Do you see when she would walk into the arenas? Right, and it was great. We celebrated it. We're like, this is awesome for the game.
But I think she's talking about all the racial stuff that she gets, or how they, you know, talk
this,
about
like the sexual
the
stuff.
Sexual stuff.
In the WNBA as an actual silo, just the WNBA, who experiences more negative judgment based on the color of their skin, Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese?
Angel Reese.
What?
Oh yeah, hands down.
Oh my
hands
God!
Down.
In the from WNBA players.
From WNBA players. Yeah, I would say Caitlin Clark
the
players. But the players, they're not.
This isn't about the players.
Yeah,
though,
this is not about the players. This is about
because she's like friends with the players. They all hate Caitlin Clark, and they're mad that people judge them for
this
it.
This is about the fans and how they. I can only imagine what they say to her on social media.
I looked at her comments, if those are what's been posted publicly, I can only imagine what's being said to her privately.
Yeah.
And okay, I think both can be true.
But that comes with the territory.
Not with all players. Do you think Caitlin Clark gets that?
I bet if you looked at the comments that are made to Jaylen Brown, you'd be outraged.
If you look at comments anywhere, they are absolutely insane.
Yeah, they
mad
are
people.
Insane, but I guarantee you because
you see the comments that get made about us. Like,
yeah, but
imagine that like times a million.
Right, but there are stuff that gets said about us, but for the most part, no one crosses the line for the most part. Or I'm saying from my personal opinion. Crosses the race line on Twitch or something like that.
The woman line gets crossed a few
times. The woman line gets, and so that's something that is wrong, and I bet Angel Reese has to deal with that, because she likes to dress sexy.
And she should.
And
she should wear whatever the
and
F
she likes
she wants.
To show her, and she likes to show off the assets that she got, and she benefits from it, but the way that men or women probably talk about her, and the racial stuff that she gets, I don't know, but I bet it's nasty.
There are literal
nasty.
But both can be true. Like, the way in which the players have treated Caitlin Clark is not right. The way in which fans have treated Angel Reese is not right. Both can be true, and I think that Angel Reese having this podcast to show the other side of her, to show her how she actually handles herself is great.
Okay. Caitlin Clark actually got blamed. There's stories today. The Guardian. Caitlin Clark must keep condemning her toxic fans, projecting racism and hate. So now we're holding people accountable for what fans of the Indianapolis Fever say to Angel Reese. That is absurd.
Isn't about Caitlin
it's
Clark,
not
though.
About Caitlin Clark.
Of course it is,
no,
because
is
we're
not.
Talking about
Curtis. The
can I get
no?
It's about Caitlin Clark.
Here's the issue: you'll never be able to understand because no one. You'll never have to deal with racism. The way that Angel Reese or a black person has to deal with it, or you would probably never have to deal with what a woman goes through when it comes to how vulgar and disrespectful. Yeah, people might talk about your weight like they do me or other things. They may talk about your like some of the issues you had in the past, but they're not going after your race or as a woman. Like, the sexual things that they say, disgusting.
They do the weight thing with me, too.
Yeah. But that don't bother us.
It hurts.
I'm saying this simply, that Angel Reese's
post... Curtis, when it comes to my weight, I've allowed them to dictate the narrative.
I really have.
I'm taking it back on my podcast.
You should.
I just find it... I'm not saying they're the same or anything.
They're not even close. Not even. Nah. You're talking about...
I'm not going to sigh. You're not right. It's how we view things.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark being blamed for what people say about opponents of her team is absurd, as is people attacking Angel Reese based on what she looks like. But I would say Angel Reese and the way people perceive her is in relation to how she presents herself in the only time we see her. Nobody knows who Angel Reese is. None of us have ever talked to her. I don't know anything about her.
But see, that's the difference, though, right there. That statement that Curtis just made. The way we perceive her on how she carries herself is why she gets this.
Or so, it's the way she carries herself.
Right. Like, I view Troy Brown differently than I do Odell Beckham Jr. Right, I don't know either of them, but Troy Brown presents himself in a way that's different.
But listen, she should get criticism on maybe being cocky, maybe being brash, but she doesn't carry herself in a way where she deserves to be getting criticized racially or sexually demeaned. Like, that's the difference. You want to criticize Angel Reese for her cockiness, how she carries herself, I'm fine and dandy with that. But once you start talking about, like, you're a N-word this, die black bitch this, you're disgusting because you grew up in this type of neighborhood, it's like, that's when you cross the line. And she does... no matter what she does, she don't deserve that.
Okay, well, those are today's leads.
It's a good lead right there.
Good lead?
Yeah, and you know.
Do I get the lead filet of fish with cheese?
Yes.
You do.
Do you want the filet of fish with cheese?
No, but if that's the prize, I'll take it.
You had a very good idea about leads recently.
I did. A little idea. Do you think that towards the end of the show every day, we should figure out what the worst lead was? And then give that person a do-over?
Yeah.
Give them the lead swirly?
Are you going to be okay if you're chosen as the worst
lead? I will get chosen, I guarantee, 90% of the time.
Oh, no, I don't think that's
true. No, Courtney, you have some great
Sometimes
leads.
Sometimes my leads just get washed right over.
And let me say this. I'm pulling a Courtney here.
Can I just... I'm get yelled at. Do you understand that I get yelled at?
I know, but I'm getting pissed off right now.
When we don't stick to the clock, I get yelled at.
I know, but...
You go home at 10:01 and start eating sliders
and
whatever.
That's true.
I have to stick around here and get dragged. But
I'm sorry. Let me say this, and I'm going to pull a Courtney here because for like people in the Twitch, I don't really get to see the text line, but the Twitch. If anybody knows this world, I know this world. As a black kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, I know what it's like to deal with certain things. So when it comes to these type of conversations, I'm speaking off of facts and what I understand and what I know. I grew up in Boston in the early 90s as a black kid who grew up in an Italian neighborhood who understood what the dynamics of Boston looked like back then. You know, but I was fortunate to go to a high school in East Boston High where we were very diverse when it came to blacks and whites and we were able to interact with each other. But I understand how demeaning some people can be in race as how you have to deal with. I don't deal with it as much now because I'm not just a average black guy who deals with it. Now I'm like, oh, that's Wiggy used to play for the Patriots. So some people tend to...
You're below average, below the waist. That's what I heard.
want to get that out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's about life experience.
I want to just give some people the world.
Somebody upset you in Twitch.
No. It's not that they upset me, but it's like...
Who was it?
No, it's just like I'm speaking facts.
Was it X-Bear?
No.
I didn't sign you.
And let me
was
tell
it Butter Guy?
And let me tell you something. Most people couldn't survive how I survived coming up.
I believe that. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Rob Ninkovich said, which unfortunately means, I guess, he is not on Team Wiggensheim when it comes to starting Drake May. So we'll get to that. Oh, and also, yet another bad day, unfortunately, for the work-from-homers. The news this morning for the remote work brigade, not good. So we'll get to that, too, coming up next.